This is Reverend Monica. I am one of the teachers and on the director's board for the Clairvoyant Center of Hawaii, and welcome. So press 1 on your keypad if you're looking for peace. Anybody in here wanting to find some peace? Yeah, when you press 1, it raises your hand on my computer screen, and like, oh, look at you guys. Well, hopefully you're in the right place. We are going to start here in just a minute. I wanted to do a little bit of housekeeping here and let you know that if there's a sound problem, if you press 2 on your keypad of your phone, it will tell me that there's a sound issue. And what I'm going to do during the meditation is mute everybody's mics so that hopefully there won't be any extra sound coming through. You know, sometimes energy can wobble phones pretty good. So, all right, finding peace. Boy, I'll tell you, in this day and age, that's probably something we could all search for once in a while. There's so much chaos and strife on the planet and the storms, and that creates a lot of energy for our body, doesn't it? And we have a way of trying to manage it, thinking that if we just kind of hold on long enough, we're gonna find that peace, or we're gonna be in a different place to have peace. But a lot of times we can have it no matter what's going on around us. Yeah. So how do you find peace? Yeah. And first of all, it'd probably be good to know what peace is. Welcome all of you. We're just getting started. Still some people showing up here. So what is peace? What is peace for you? Is it a small, still voice inside you? Is it when your body relaxes? Just take a moment and ask yourself, what is peace for me? It's really an important thing to start to learn in these bodies so that the body can feel safe. When we're in an energy of peace, when we find that special place or way to find the peace within us, it will make our bodies feel safer. Because if we start bringing in all the stuff from the world into our little energetic bubble we call the aura that our body lives in, it's not really comfortable for our bodies. And have you guys ever lost something in a really messy closet and you know it's in there, but there's so much other stuff around that you're rummaging and you're pulling things down off the shelf and you're digging on the floor in the very back of the closet trying to find something that you're looking for? And that's kind of how it is with our space. The aura will hold a lot of different things that are not ours, or are not our truth. And we do it for a lot of reasons. We do it because we really care about somebody and maybe they need to feel safe. And so we just stick them in our space, hoping that will help them out. Yeah, we call that healing somebody. Or maybe we just have watched a really scary movie, and if you've ever felt like you were in the middle of a movie, you were part of the movie and the movie's over and you maybe go to bed or sit for a moment and you still, your body is still in the movie. Yeah, that's what happens to us. We're kind of like energetic sponges sometimes. And what I love about what the Clairvoyant Center of Hawaii teaches is to find out what your energy is and what's not your energy, because those are the two types of energy on the planet. You and anything else. And your space is just for your energy. And that's where peace is. You know, it's really great to go someplace special and recognize peace outside the world, in the world. Where is that for you? Maybe the ocean, maybe a forest, maybe floating on a floaty in the pool. Maybe just sitting in the grass under a tree. But what your body feels peace from is being in a space that helps you recognize peace from within. So a great thing to do sometimes, isn't it, when you're all excited about something or worried or concerned, is to find those places. And some people think that that's where the peace is, you know, under that tree or at the ocean. But what it is it helps you see peace inside of you. So why don't we close our eyes and just take a moment to say hello to our bodies. You can take your hands and wiggle along your legs, pat your shoulders, and just say hello to yourself. Yeah, hi body, what's going on today? Our bodies have a lot of communication for us. Our bodies communicate with emotions, with pictures or words. So what is your body telling you right now? Boy, I'm sure glad I got here. Or, man, that person at work today is still bugging me. Or maybe it's like, yeah, this is where I want to be. Yeah, because the nice thing about doing energy work is our bodies get to just sit still, don't they, and relax. All right, so eyes closed. And out in front of you, I would like you to create a picture, a mental image picture of something that you can make a line of energy from your body to the center of the planet. Yeah, it could be a tube of light or a rainbow or a waterfall or a tree. Or if any of you are hungry for spring, you can create a daffodil. Well, you want to see it out there in front of you in color. Make it really vivid for yourself. And then decide whether that is something that will work for you to ground with. Maybe we call them grounding cords, is what you're creating there. Maybe you're grounding cord shopping and that isn't what you want to use, so you want to create another something else. So you can just let that go and recreate it again. Nice. So when you have that picture, that mental image picture, just let it slowly make its way down to that first chakra, which is almost at the end of your tailbone. Yeah. You can just show yourself that picture, that grounding cord is moving right down to that first chakra and anchoring in. Now, the trick here is not to go with the grounding cord. Yeah, you want to stay up in the center of your head, right behind your eyes, right between your eyes. That's your clairvoyance right there. And when you sit in the center of your head, you're in your sixth chakra. And so you can sit and look out and you can watch the pictures that I'm showing you, or you can see what you're doing out there right in front of you. So when that grounding cord makes it to the first chakra, you want to anchor it in nice and snug. I like the picture of a fire hose getting connected to a fire hydrant. Have you ever watched a fireman do that and they slide it on and they start twisting it? Yeah, or whatever picture you want to show your body that grounding cord is nice and snug. You don't want to lose your grounding cord during a meditation. No. All right, nice. So you can just let that grounding cord go, release it, and just watch it start to move and flow. Yeah, gravity here helps you. You don't have to make it do anything. You get to just watch it right there in the center of your head, right out in front of you, kind of like a movie. Can you see what you created and see it moving down through all the layers of our planet, the rock, the crystal, the water, the fire, making its way right down to the center of the planet? Yeah. And this is a way that we make it very easy for our bodies to feel safe. And when our bodies feel safe, then it's easy to release. So when your grounding cord makes it to the center of the planet, you can anchor it in there. Either you can have your grounding cord grow roots out. You can put it next to a giant rock down there. Yeah, there you go. Nice job. And see if you can see how that grounding cord looks connected to your first chakra and the center of the planet. Nice long tube. And is it squeezing somewhere? Is it nice and wide? What does that grounding cord look like to you? Yeah, because you want that grounding cord nice and wide so that you can release a whole bunch of stuff that keeps you from finding your peace. So you're going to get to just play with that. Yeah, making that grounding cord really wide. And then the other place that we like to ground is our aura. So our aura moves. It can get really big. It can fill a room. It can really squeeze up around your body. But when we do energy work, the most comfortable place for it to be is about 18 inches to 2 feet around us. And I like to laugh because that's about what your arm is, unless you have monkey arms. Yeah, so create that aura to be 18 inches to 2 feet around you. And then make that grounding cord wide enough that's connected to your first chakra. You grow it out wider, 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 and plunk your aura right down into that grounding cord so it can sit right on the top of that grounding cord. Yeah. And then we can start to release. So you're in the center of your head, right behind your eyes. And one of the things that we kind of mentioned is that kind of chaos energy, that stirred up energy. And different people see energy differently. Maybe you notice it like a swirl. It's just kind of swirling around in your space. Or maybe you actually see pictures of something going on that represents chaos to you. Or maybe it's just all of it tangled up in a like a ball of string that's all wrapped up. But you get to find out for yourself. You get to be your own private detective here. Yeah, so taking a look through your aura, through your body, or maybe some energy that represents the energy of chaos that you're holding in your space. Yeah, there you go. And when you find it, because you are this beautiful, powerful spirit, you get to say, okay, I'm dropping you down the grounding cord. And you can create a psychic hand and grab it and drop it down the grounding cord. Or just with your awareness and intention, it just goes down the grounding cord. Woo, there it goes. Yeah, nice. Beautiful job. And what about people? Have you got any people trying to talk to you right now? Or maybe you see them running around in your space. Who did you talk to today? Who do you need to meet up with tomorrow? So your energy needs to be in your space, and their energy needs to be in their space. So perfectly acceptable to drop them down your grounding cord. You can give them a giant weighted golden brick and you can just watch them go sailing down your grounding cord. Because what happens to people's energy, or really any energy that you drop down your grounding cord, Mother Earth takes it and does what it needs, where it needs to go, or takes care, does what it needs to do. And other people's energy is going to get sent right back to them. You don't have to do a thing with it. And you're actually doing them a favor because their energy needs to be in their space. That's what holds you there on energy that's not you in your space is you might notice a pain or a wiggle, a squiggle, or a twist somewhere in your space and in that aura or in your body. And if it's a pain, you can give it another grounding cord, a little mini grounding cord. We call them auxiliary grounding cords. From wherever that energy is, and attach it right down and stick it right in your grounding cord so that that energy can start to release out of that space in your body. Great job. Nice. All right, here's a doozy. How about judgment? Anybody got any judgment? Maybe somebody judging you, telling you what you should do or what you should be like or what you should think. The shoulds are always a sure clue for judgment. Yeah. Keeping you from you are other people's ideas and pictures about who you are or how you should be or what you should be doing. And so you get to just drop that energy down your grounding cord. What color is it? Is it blue? Is it red? Yeah, whatever you see is exactly right for you. And don't try to figure it out. Just look. Just play. Just notice what you notice. Yeah. And judgment's best friend is expectation. Yeah. Sometimes when there's an expectation on us and we don't meet that for someone, then that's when the judgment occurs, huh? So just releasing anywhere where somebody expected you to do something and for some reason maybe you couldn't do it for them. Or you weren't capable of doing it for them, or you didn't even know that that was what they expected, huh? And you get to just release it and just let it go. Nice. Just releasing. If you need to take in a deep breath and let go ahead and do that. I don't want anyone to fall off their chairs by holding their breath. So just letting go. Effortlessly, easily. Good job. And I'm going to back up a little bit here because we have a lot of expectations on ourselves, how we should look, where we should be in our lives right now. Maybe there's something we thought we should have done better and didn't and weren't capable of doing it any better. Yeah, so letting go of those judgments that get stuck about ourselves, the should do's, the expectations. Yeah, and what I'm seeing is there's that expectation out in the future. Oh, yeah, I've got to get that done, and I've got to do it just like this. And there can be a lot of work energy on that. You can let that go. Just releasing. And check behind you. In that small of your back area. Yeah, just wiggle a little bit of that energy out of there. Sometimes we shove behind us things that we don't want to look at or we're overwhelmed by. Yeah, so anywhere where you see overwhelm energy in your space, oh, this is too much. Life is too much. Life is too hard. The twos, the T-O-O's. Yeah, just letting go. That overwhelm. And our bodies are never neutral. Did you guys know that? No, our spirits are neutral. But our bodies are never neutral. That's how a body communicates to us, with us. So listening to your body while you're in this meditation, if it's telling you things, that's great, you know? Oh, yeah, get this stuff over here. What about that stuff last week when we were in that meeting and everybody got really upset? You're holding some of that in your space, so letting it go. Nice. Anybody have any fear of the future? Even fear of what could happen tomorrow? Yeah, there's a lot of fear on the planet right now. And if you've matched it, you might have held on to some of that in your space. So letting go of any fear, the what if this happens? Oh man, space is getting so calm. And one place fear goes is into the future, isn't it? And we project things. We got to make sure it happens just like this. Yeah, and it's great to create those pictures in hopes that something can be like that. But sometimes it's not meant to be. And we hold that energy out there of thinking that it has to be this way or it's not going to feel good, it's not going to be right, it's going to make me sad, it's going to scare me. So letting go of all of that fear. And one of the things sensitive people do is they hold other people's fear. Do you have someone that's going through something? Maybe was talking to you about it and suddenly you start feeling uncomfortable or not at ease anymore, and you think that something's wrong with you, when in fact, maybe you just put all their fear in your space. So letting go of the fear. Beautiful job, you guys. And I'm really seeing that maybe we better create a golden sun and replenish our space. So I want you to create a picture of a great big golden sun above your head. Now, gold is the highest vibration a body can have within itself that feels good and feels comfortable to it. And your gold is a very special kind of gold, only for you. So with your intention, I'd like you to fill this golden sun with your bright golden energy. And if you're trying to figure that out, don't. Just create a picture of putting that gold in there. That's your golden energy. Yeah. We have a saying at the center, where your attention goes, your energy flows. So you might have left some of your gold somewhere on the planet. And you get to call it back to you. So besides creating more gold in that golden sun for yourself, I can see your golden sun's getting bigger and bigger. You can start to call your energy back to you from other places that you've left energy. I remember one time I was on a vacation that I had been there maybe 15, 20 years ago. And as I was walking around and enjoying the area, I noticed that I had a lot of, I could remember how I felt. I could remember a lot of weird things. And I really took a look, and I enjoyed that place so much that instead of bringing all my energy home, I just thought, well, maybe I'll leave some of it there. And I did. I spent a lot of time on that vacation calling my energy back to me. So it isn't just where you want to fix something or heal something that you might put your energy on it, but it's also where you really love something and you want to put some of your energy there, thinking that that way you can feel it or have it whenever you want. But it doesn't work that way. You need your energy in your space, so call it back. What's coming up for you? Seeing that golden sun build and build and build. Good job, you guys. Nice. Do you see how big that golden sun is above your head? And then you can open up the golden sun. You can take your psychic hand and find a psychic pin, and you can just poke the bottom of that golden sun. And that energy just washes down in through your space from the top of your head and just fills your head with beautiful gold, lots and lots of gold. Yeah, your eyes, your brain, your mouth, your ears, your nose, all the cells in your head, the blood vessels. Yeah, and we're going to do this all the way down through our body. So letting it, that gold from your head start to wash into your neck and your throat. Nice. And down into your chest and upper back. Feeling your arms down to your hands. Yeah, into your belly and your back. Down through all of your legs, all the way down to your toes. When it gets to your toes, wiggle your toes. And then let it just come out of your skin. When you're so full of gold in your body, you get to put it in your aura. So you can just let it come out of your skin and let it move right down through all the layers of your aura. That first layer that's closest to you, right out to the outside edge of that seventh layer. You might see an electric blue edge out there, so you know. Nice. Good job. All right. So back with your awareness in the center of your head, I see somebody, some of you guys went out to the edge of your aura. Yeah. Just take a moment and look around your space and see if there's anything else there that maybe I haven't mentioned yet that you're ready to let go of. Do you have any desperateness? Desperate to figure something out? Desperate to have something? Yeah, let go of that desperate energy. Did you have a disagreement with somebody and you might have a little bit of a charge left still? Kind of angry with them or upset about it? Or are you still judging that person for whatever went on? I'm just letting go of those energies. Yeah, so basically anything that you are not neutral to needs to be grounded out of your space. I'm going to give you about 10 or 15 seconds here to just take a look. And if you're fine so far that you've done enough, then just sit in the energy. You know, there are a lot of people here today. And when we work together in numbers, the energy is really powerful to be able to release in. So just sitting here and letting go, even if you don't know what you want to let go of or feel you need to let go of, just letting go. And just like that messy closet I was talking about, trying to find that particular thing that you know just is in there, perhaps you're starting to notice by moving everything out of your space that isn't you, that small, still spot where you have peace. Beautiful. All right. So let's create one more golden sun before we finish here. Great big golden sun above your head. And you're this magical being, and you can create energy for yourself. So besides that energy being gold, your gold in that golden sun, what would you like it to hold in your space energetically? Would you like some grace or ease? Or how about a big ball of beautiful golden peace? And you get to create it and put it right up there in that golden sun. Yeah, maybe playfulness, maybe some clairvoyance. Yeah, just take a moment and ask yourself, what can I create to hold in my space for the rest of the evening and into the night? Just for me. Wow, look at you guys go. All right, so how big is that golden sun? Is it as big as the room you're in? There you go. And open the bottom of that golden sun. This time you could just take your finger and poke the bottom of the golden sun, poke a hole in it, and just watch it wash through your space. Yeah, is it thick and slow like molasses? Or is it really fast flowing like water? What is your gold like for you right now in this moment in time? Yeah, bringing it into your head. And with the intention that you can tell all the cells in your body to open up and receive some gold for you. Yeah, watching your head fill up and your neck and your shoulders and arms and your upper chest and back. And down into your stomach and into your seat. Down through your legs, down to your toes, through all the layers of your aura. Nice, just building that gold from closest to your body to right out to the outside edge of your aura. Nice. And when you're all filled with gold, you can bend over, touch the floor, shake your shoulders and head. Sometimes the energy kind of gets stuck there, and you can shake it out and have it drop down your grounding cord before you open your eyes. Yeah, open your eyes, come back up into your seat, and may it be with your blessing, Great Spirit, that this meditation is complete. Amen. So I'd like to let you know that there's a lot of things going on at the center that you can find on the website. Next week on Wednesday, there's an angelic healing and meditation and an aura healing clinic on Saturday, the 19th. And there's a new class, Healing with the Animal Spirit, starting at the end of the month. For those of you who have not taken any classes from the school, there is a 101 class starting in March where you learn these tools. You guys got the first two right here tonight. But there's many more tools that you can use to move energy and heal your body. So with that, thank you for allowing me to be here with you. And I wish everyone a beautiful evening.